Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend that's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah to God. We're here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bundage. Hallelujah, a wonderful woman of God. Glory to God in the higher. This is our hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning. A very good day. Wonderful time to be alive, the 13th of August. Thank God. In the name of Jesus, it's wonderful to be here. Glad that you're here. Glad that I'm here. Hallelujah to God. In spite of all things, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice of the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you, beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, what have you grown? What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? What have you planted? What have you sown? If it's righteousness, let it be known. What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? Hallelujah. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. You have me up and singing. You have me on my way. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. Well, the birds are singing. The bees are buzzing. The ants are building their nests. This is a wonderful day, Lord. This is the wonderful day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come, O Lord God, to praise and to worship your name, O Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the laying down last night, O Lord God, the early rising this morning, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because we're here, Lord God, and you have kept us, O Lord God, through all that have come up against us, O Lord God, against the children of God, O Lord God, even upon the church, O Lord God. You have blessed and you have kept us, O Lord God. So we're here, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, looking for you to move, O Lord God, in a special way today, Lord God, in a miraculous way today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we come praying, O Lord God, because the circuit is jammed, O Lord God. There are so many things to pray about and to pray for, Lord God. So we thanking you, O Lord God, because you can handle it all, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, from the White House, O Lord God, to our local houses, O Lord God, to our local neighborhood, O Lord God, situations everywhere, Lord God, going on in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to give you thanks. We come to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, O Lord God. Lord God, in spite of the pandemic, O Lord God, that is causing things, O Lord God, to go out of sync, O Lord God. Lord God, those that are up on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, we pray for them, O Lord God, that they will unite their hearts in love, O Lord God, and in prayer, O Lord God, and seek thy face, O Lord God, at this time, O Lord God. The schools, O Lord God, are opening up, O Lord God, and it's time for the children to be educated, O Lord God, and to go back in, O Lord God, into public school and into the private schools, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Just a number of things, O Lord God, that needs your immediate attention, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the weather is out of sync, O Lord God. The signs of the time are upon us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the scripture of the week, O Lord God, that we ought to rise up and pray and praise you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Talk about your goodness, O Lord God, as well in the evening, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. We pray that you touch everyone, O Lord God, that is here, Lord God, everyone that's in queue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless my wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless the son, O Lord God, travel in mercy, O Lord God, as you so journeys where he's going, O Lord God, that you bless us, O Lord God, go throughout this day, O Lord God, a working day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we bless that you bless every entrepreneur, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we come to magnify your name in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, have thine own way. You're welcome here this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Not only this morning, but every morning, O Lord God. Lord God, move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, touch the evangelist and the pastor, Darlene, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone that's in queue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Children, grandchildren, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Stepchildren, O Lord God. Adopted children, O Lord God. Just bless everywhere in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And protect as only you can, O Lord God. Lord God, people looking for jobs, O Lord God, that have fell into financial straits, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are victim of cybercrime, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God, that you would just work that situation out in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everybody who called on the name of the Lord, O Lord God, that they would be saved this day, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Rebuke the spirit of addictions, O Lord God, of every kind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Alcohol, O God, drug addiction, methamphetamine, crack cocaine, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Whatsoever it be, Lord God, substance control, substance, God, that you rebuke it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The Leviathan spirit, the suicide spirit, the chorus spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you begin to heal the body, O Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, blood, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, the cardiac system, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are suffering with asthmatic condition, O Lord God, that you would touch, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch those who such would asthma, Lord God, asthmatic conditions, O Lord God, praying for the young girl, O Lord God, that had the asthma attack, O Lord God, at the restaurant, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, those that are all that are victims, oh Lord God, of drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, and those who have loved ones, oh Lord God, that has transitioned, oh Lord God, into eternal life, oh Lord God, by way of, Lord God, time that to transfer, Lord God, and those that had left, oh Lord God, and non-timely death with the pandemic, oh Lord God, we ask that your blessing that you strengthen right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, each and everyone here, Lord God, no matter what the situation is, oh Lord God, as we harvest in, oh Lord God, the prayer request, oh Lord God, that you would touch each and everyone, oh Lord God, those that are in the homeless, that's in the homeless shelter, Lord God, being that they're closed, Lord God, those that are on the street, oh Lord God, those that are just staying flat out on the ground, oh Lord God, and bus stops, oh Lord God, just trying to rest the body, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need to hear from you, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord God, that you would move, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, in every situation, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, that you would restore, Lord God, that you would touch marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch children with special needs, oh Lord God, children that have cancer, Lord God, anyone that have cancer, Lord God, institutions such as St. Jude, oh Lord God, the Mayo Clinic, oh Lord God. Lord God, let them come up with a cure, Lord God, for this virus, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless us, oh Lord God, where we fall short at, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, when we forget to wash the hand or to sanitize, oh Lord God, or forget to put up the face mask on time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's in these times, oh Lord God, that we need you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want to make sure, Lord God, that our anchor holds to the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, let your name be exalted, oh Lord God, on high, oh Lord God, Yassi, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We ask, oh Lord God, that you touch every prayer request, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you would move by your power, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. For God spoke once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. So God, we bless your name, oh Lord God. We praise your name, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Lord God, we have a lot of prayer requests, O Lord God, and needs that need to be met right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless finances, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Heal everywhere, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. So we thank you. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. This prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. This is our hour of power of prayer. Apostle Horsley, we'll be getting started here this morning in Jesus' mighty name. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. It is Thursday. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. We have the scripture of the week in 1 Chronicles 23 and 30. Hallelujah to God. And it says, stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord. And likewise in the evening, God has sent the word, one scripture there for us to meditate on it, to reflect on it, to give God thanks and to give God praise, to stand up and to worship him and to praise him. Hallelujah to God. And I find that when we rise up early in the morning and begin to praise God, things begin to move out of the way. Hallelujah to God. Especially the closer that we get and ongoing with this situation, with this pandemic, it's very important that you rise up and praise God. It's very important that you sing praises unto the Lord, that you move yourself into a spiritual position, that you move yourself into a position of praise. That is what's needed at this time, because the enemy goes up and down, to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's pressuring on every side that he is doing, because we have a God to glorify. I tell you, even on the job, things are just not going well. Drove the truck and the truck broke down and in different places. But in all things, you see the miracles of God. When the truck broke down, it was in a strange place. It was in a very bad place. But the instant prayer, sometimes, all the time, the instant prayer, the truck was able to start back up and, pardon me, was able to get it back to the yard. It It happened again on yesterday. The truck started the day before, and on yesterday it just quit. Just the light came on, and that was it. Both of them are down. But the thing is that when you pray to God and when you worship God, after we finish on this hour of power prayer, hallelujah to God, when we begin to go through the doing and prayers in your heart and the word has been said, hallelujah to God, and your faith has been stirred, hallelujah to God, and you have a mind to just walk in the Lord and walk into the praises of the Lord, it came up in, hallelujah to God, and it just works out. And they say, well, where is it? I said, well, we didn't have to get it pulled in. It's the power of prayer that works in that situation. So the power of prayer will work in your situation. We have to keep our children in prayer, keep the situation. Hallelujah to God. There's an election come up. Hallelujah to God. The Bible declares that men ought to always pray and not faint. It's very important to pray, hallelujah to God, to be instant in prayer, hallelujah to God, to be instant in your worship, hallelujah to God, to fight your way through, hallelujah to God, to fight your way through and to rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah to God. That's over there, I think it's 2 Thessalonians 5 and 16. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Your praise and your worship in God. It's very important, hallelujah to God. It's very important that you pray and that you worship God and that you keep yourself, as Jude 1 and 20 said, that man ought to, that you know, to worship the Lord in spirit of truth, hallelujah to God, that man ought to always pray and not faint, hallelujah to God. Prayer is what we have. That's a tool that we have. That was Luke 18:1. That when you begin to praise God, when you begin to worship God, then the situation that you be going through and what you're waiting for God to do will not overtake you, hallelujah to God. Because the enemy is trying things. I don't know if you know, he be trying to take you back. He's all the time trying to get you to turn, as he did the children of Israel, make you look in back of you to make you figure that it was then times gone by, it was a better time, but there's no better time than the present time. Praising and worshiping God and talking to God about the things that you're going through, hallelujah to God, and continuously covering your family and your children and your loved ones and the grands for prayer, hallelujah to God, and the stepchildren, if there be any, hallelujah to God, the godchildren, hallelujah to God, and people that you know, it's praying time, saints, it's time to worship God, hallelujah to God. If you're in the Jacksonville area, we're having a citywide crusade tonight and tomorrow night, hallelujah to God. At the church, the Hallelujah Christ Ministry of Changing Lives, those who are in the area, hallelujah to God. Have some very good prophetic speakers and prophets coming in, hallelujah to God. But the thing is, it's all done by prayer. Situations come up and the situation will repeat itself, hallelujah to God. But when you pray and when you rejoice in the Lord, all of a sudden God begins to, the Holy Spirit inside of you, prayer begins to come around you, begin to cover you. It becomes your hedge of protection around you for your individual life, hallelujah to God. It becomes a hedge of protection around your family, hallelujah, just as Job did. Back then he would make sacrifice, he would pray, hallelujah to God. Daniel prayed, he would pray three times a day facing towards Jerusalem, hallelujah to God. Then when the situation would come up, you're fortified, you're strengthened, the woe won't come to you, hallelujah to God. There won't be no doubt in your mind of what's going to happen, hallelujah to God, what I'm going to do in this particular situation, because you have prayed already, you have rose up early, pardon me, in the morning, you have begun to pray, hallelujah to God, and that evening as you begin to lay down, you ask the Lord to have mercy on, and that the angels, that the evening angels come and watch over you in your situation, hallelujah to God. We pray for those that are out there, hallelujah to God, that's working havoc, hallelujah to God. We pray for peace at night, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, that the stray bullets don't come flying through as they have done in the past, hallelujah to God. That protection of prayer is very important. They had a song that they used to sing years ago, prayer is what I do when I want to get close to you, hallelujah to God. You lift your voice and pray. God is not too busy, hallelujah to God, to work things out, hallelujah to God. Things are moving. Prayer is changing things, hallelujah to God. We're looking to go forward in the name of Jesus. We're looking to expand. Looks like doors are opening up, hallelujah to God, for us to do other things in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God, to further the broadcast, to reach a wider listener. These are caused by prayer. God is moving. He's talking to his people, hallelujah to God. They have live streaming on, hallelujah to God. They have prayer lines just about everywhere you look. Someone else's God has touched their heart to have prayer. Hallelujah to God. Then according to the radio meeting, more people have started screaming and listening to the radio because God is asking for your undivided attention so that he can lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. These are signs of the time that are recognizable that lets you know it should be your surety that God, when you read in the book of Matthew 24, when you read the signs of the time, he says not yet, but those signs, and when you see these are devastation in that strange name windstorm that blew up out west, and an earthquake in a diverse place up north. They had an earthquake there. These letting you know that the time is near. Hallelujah to God. But above all things, to let you know that the God that we serve is a true God, and that he did send his son to die on the cross. Hallelujah to God. That he did raise his son up, that he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts on demand. That the God that we serve, Jesus Christ, is the only true God. There's strength in that name. There's blessing in that name. And the Bible declares that at the sound of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. God has prepared you for what you're going through. Hallelujah to God. He has prepared you to be strong in what you're doing and where you're going and the direction that you're going in. Hallelujah to God. He knew, hallelujah to God, when he had for Paul, he had Paul prepared for the ministry. Hallelujah to God. That he would see the Gentiles. Hallelujah to God. That he would have a word, that he would have the Lord. He was well educated in the thing that he would do. He would be able to speak the language that he was able, that he would be able to stand and defend that hope that was in him. So when the Lord met him on the road of Damascus and knocked him off his beast, hallelujah to God, it was just time for his ministry to start where God wanted him. That's what he was born to do. Hallelujah to God. And when God puts you in your destiny, and when you're born to do what you do, this is on to the death. Hallelujah to God. But the thing about it, even when it came time, he just kept on preaching. He kept on praying. Hallelujah to God. He kept writing letters. Hallelujah to God. He just kept pushing that word out there. There's a change that comes inside of your life when you stand up in the morning and praise God, when you pray in the evening. Hallelujah to God. Even Job, well, he was a praying man, and all that he had been through, hallelujah to God, and I tell you, it was great devastation, really rocked his world. Hallelujah to God. His children was gone. Everything was gone. He had was gone. His finances was gone. He was just living there, hallelujah. But his testimony was that of God. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this prayer that we're doing, hallelujah, here on Prayer, Praise Deliverance Ministry, this hour of power of prayer is sanctioned by God. He comes to visit. He comes to anoint. He begins to break up yoke, hallelujah to God. He begins to hear the prayers, hallelujah to God. And he begins to work on it sometime even before the hour ends, hallelujah to God. The prayer is being answered. The angels are moving out, hallelujah to God. He reads the signs. And all we have to do is continue that prayer, hallelujah to God. People be waiting to see you, hallelujah to God. They be waiting to feel that aura of God's presence around you, hallelujah to God. When you speak, they don't hear what they hear about people that were out doing the things that were in the world, but they hear that anointing, that presence of word of God. They begin to wonder about your countenance, hallelujah to God. How do you wake up in the morning with the joy to go forward, hallelujah to God? How do you go forth in the praises of the Lord, hallelujah to God? Because you have spent time with the Lord, hallelujah to God, in the hour of power of prayer, and sometimes more than the hour of power in prayer, in the worship of God. It's a blessing when you begin to worship God in the morning. It's a blessing when you begin to take up your prayers, hallelujah to God, as you get yourself ready with putting on the full armor of God, that you be able to quench the fiery darts of the adversary. There's a blessing in prayer, hallelujah to God. You carry yourself in prayer. You speak those things with a positive. The problem speaks of the tongue, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you have to speak positive things into the atmosphere around your spirit. You have to live for God, hallelujah to God. This that we serve God, this wasn't done in the corner, hallelujah to God, but it was done by God, hallelujah. He sent his son to redeem us from under the curse of the law, hallelujah to God. We are born of God, hallelujah, and we move by his spirit and by his power. Because you're here, that means that Christ lives inside of you. Anything that you want, whatsoever you need, hallelujah to God. You pray to Father, he will give you. Just ask him in the name of Jesus. So he said that you stand in the morning, rise up early and praise God. In the transition to the restroom in the middle of the night, give God a praise. As Pastor Offler say, get up in the morning and start your dance. And when you don't feel like it, hallelujah to God. Start your dance, start your praise, give God the glory, hallelujah to God. So I said, give God the glory, give God the praise, and he will give you the victory, hallelujah to God. It is not time to doubt your salvation. It's not time for you to become double-minded or confused, hallelujah God, but you must press toward that mark of the prize, the high calling that is Christ Jesus. I think it's Timothy 4, either 1st or 2nd Timothy 4. It says that this is the latter time, but Timothy cautioned us, young preacher, he said, many shall depart from the faith, or has depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their minds seared with a hot iron, hallelujah to God. Forbidden the marriage, a lot of that is going on now, hallelujah to God. But it says a good minister nourish up the gospel of Jesus Christ. We nourish up the good news. We tell people that it's going to be all right, that this too will pass, that we're going to be all right, that we're coming through this pandemic, hallelujah. That child that you've been praying for, they're going to be saved. It's just in God's timing, hallelujah to God. He said, whatsoever thing we desire, when we pray, what we do, we come here believing. We come here in the morning, standing on Mark 11:23, hallelujah to God. It says, have faith in God. He said, if we say to the mountain, be thou removed, but as it go down in there, it says, whatsoever everything we desire when we pray, that is this hour of power prayer. Believe that you receive it in this very hour between 6 o'clock and 7 a.m. in the morning, this power of prayer. Believe that you receive it when you pray, so your prayer request is heard by God. Look for the results, hallelujah to God. Looking for miracles, looking for the testimonies, hallelujah to God. Because we come here to testify of God. We begin to prophesy the words of God to you, hallelujah to God. That God is the same day, yesterday, and forever. We serve a mighty God. We sing the song, white, a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. This is an awesome God that we serve and worship. Be not dismayed. God is not mocked. Hallelujah to God. Whatsoever you sow, that you're going to reap. Hallelujah to God. If it's righteousness, then let it be known. Walk upright before God. Hallelujah to God. When you give that word out, give it with the power and the authority. Speak with a surety. There should not be no doubt. Those who are saved, those that have walked with God for a while, there should not be a doubt that God is going to bring us out. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. When God brings us out, he brings us out with the victory. He's the same yesterday and day forever. When he brought the children of Israel out from Egypt land, hallelujah to God, they didn't come out there poor and begging, but they came out with gold and silver and great substance. Hallelujah to God. They had the things that they needed. God had provided. He had prepared the table in the wilderness. God has taken care of us. So we thank God this morning. We give God the honor, the glory, and the praise for what he's doing. Hallelujah. This song said, I never shall forget what God has done for me. He has blessed us. He has kept us. He has sanctified us. He has given us his word, hallelujah to God, that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us, even until the end of the world. I believe with Psalm 24, I said, lift up your eyes, all the gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We have descended up to the hill of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We depend on God's strength. Hallelujah, God. He brings us through. He said, blessed are they that are poor. Those blessed are those that need God in the spirit. Those that worship God, that come there sincerely, poor and hungry. Hallelujah. In their spirit. Hallelujah. Needing the blessings of God. Needing to worship God. Hallelujah to God. Because he's the almighty God. Knowing that he has everything that we need, that he would hear us 24/7. Hallelujah to God. When you call, he's only a prayer away. So we come praising God. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, God, for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. So we rise up early in the morning. It's not that easy getting the radio station prepared, getting things ready, hallelujah, to go forth, hallelujah to God, to shake yourself, hallelujah to God, and to come before his presence with singing, hallelujah. We enter his courts of praise, hallelujah to God. We're thankful, hallelujah to God, for these 5 days of prayer. We bless his holy name. It doesn't really stop there, but you carry it with you. It's a lifestyle. It's how we live, hallelujah to God. And it works, it unfolds throughout every day of our lives, hallelujah to God. It covers the children, it covers the grandchildren, it covers the neighbors, it covers the friend, it covers the community. This is what God says to do. Rise up early, praise him, give thanks. Likewise in the evening, have your evening prayer. Hallelujah to God. The song that we learned back when they before they took the prayer out of school, it says, there was an old song, when the sun is in the west, then we know it's time to rest. When the birds have solved their nest till the morning come. Say, we will say our evening prayer and thank our Father for his share. We know that he is everywhere with his love to share. Prayer is a very important part right now, especially right now while the battle is raging, while we are in the heat of the battle. It's not time to take off. It's not time to go anywhere too far, not when it comes. There are a lot of people that have talked to lately, friends that I called up, and they, oh, I haven't been to church lately. I said, well, this is not the time to start exercising, moving yourself from the presence of God. But you have to stay there and worship God. Hallelujah to God. Until this pandemic is gone, until this situation is gone, until the rioting and the looting and stuff back up, hallelujah to God, we have to pray. We have to continue in prayer and not faint. So we thank God and we praise God for this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We're going to get your names. Glory to God in the highest. And we're going to praise God. Go get your prayer request. We're going to see a Pastor Darlene that I call you. See, I have something. Hebo Shandan I call you. See, that you want to share something that I call you. See, Abel Yasande, God, that has come in. Hallelujah to God that records. And we're going to move right along in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Circle of Friends. In Jesus' name, Pastor Darlene.
Yes, sir. Good morning. God for today. Thank you, Pastor Horsley, for your leadership and sharing with us this morning. I do want to lift up our sister Terry Fountain, who is in Jacksonville, Pastor Dave's wife. She'll be riding up to Michigan for a memorial service for her sister. Her sister passed away, so we want to pray for her traveling mercies and pray for that family, and that she will be able to minister to them. You know, she has leadership skills in the body of Christ, so we just pray and thank God for her. I also want to continue to pray for unity in marriages. There are some things that are going on in the marriages. Various marriages are having issues. Then also wisdom for believers, the believers in the body of Christ. Just pray that we will have wisdom in what we're doing right now. You know, we're having to make decisions for our children, for our families, for jobs, for everything. We just want to have God in what we're doing. Somebody is making noise in the background. If you
can, there's noise in the background.
Please mute your phone. Thank you. We want to have a clear line so everybody can hear. So we just want to thank God for just the opportunity to pray and intercede on behalf of others. And so God is doing a great work. So we just want to pray for that item. And then we have a prayer request. So if you have a request, go ahead.
Amen. I believe somebody have a bad connection there. Sound like it's soaring there. Well, we thank God. We have the prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. Traveling mercy, marriages. Hallelujah to God. And problems in marriage. Hallelujah to God. Praying that the will of God be done. And for the minister, Leah Perry, I think she said her name was going up to Michigan. Traveling mercy for them. Hallelujah to God. We are going to have a prayer request. Hallelujah to God. And we go up before the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning, Janice. I lost my best friend to COVID, and they'll be funeralizing her tomorrow. I ask for prayer for the Scott family. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Scott family. Yes, ma'am. We have someone else with a prayer request. Hallelujah, God. Amen. We're going to be praying then. We're going to go up before the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Is anyone have a testimony that we're going to go right into the prayer? Anybody have a testimony this morning while the lines are open? Hallelujah to God.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody. This is Sister Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
Thank you so much for praying, for the line pray. I thank you all so much for that blessing. And I got a couple weeks, I will tell you, to help me pray for my pastor, Gary Wiggins, in Jacksonville. Now he feels much better. And I want you to pray for me, for her wife, because, you know, you will get it, the wife pick up, because, you know, the wife have to take care of him because he have a cancer. Now the wife got that sickness too. Please, 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 I need your help to pray. And her name is Kim Wiggins. That's a wife. Please help him pray. And I thank you so much because you always pray for my pastor. Now you must feel much better and better. May God bless you.
Amen. We thank God that he's feeling better. Hallelujah to God. We will pray for the wife. Hallelujah. And the situation. Hallelujah. That it go through for the strength. Hallelujah to God. Amen, amen, amen. We have the prayer request. We want to go up before the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And pray, praise and worship God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
we want to declare
Lord,
the decree.
God, because you are
yes,
faithful, Lord.
Ooh, yes, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we declare and decree, O Lord God, that these blessings, O Lord God, come forth for the people, O Lord God, for the marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for the traveling mercy, O Lord God, for the friends, O Lord God, and loved ones, O Lord God, that have transitioned into eternal life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing that being absent from the body is the present, Lord, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we praying for marriages, O Lord God. Lord God, we praying for the pastor that has cancer once again, O Lord God. We praying for his wife for strength, O Lord God, to take care of him, O Lord God. Every pastor, O Lord God, every wife, O Lord God, every mother, Lord God, every father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every child, every children, every grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We praying, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you protect, O Lord God, while you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God. Lord God, those that are going up, O Lord God, to go to have homegoing service, O Lord God. We pray for their strength, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they be able to witness on to the family, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, we pray for those, O Lord God, that had desire to come to the prayer this morning, O Lord God, but for some odd reason, God, in the name of Jesus, O God, he wasn't able to make it, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our elder calls, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. A phone got misplaced, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You would get that new cell phone, even God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we're praying for marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance, O Lord God, and deliver, Lord God, as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that the eyes of the understanding of your people, O Lord God, become open, O Lord God, through the Holy Spirit of promise of the Kadio C. Eva Yeshua, God. So, Lord God, we put these questions before you, Lord God. God, we call out the name of Uncle Marvin, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Minister Sonia, Lord God. Cover that whole East Coast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We call Rosalind's name this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your Spirit and by your power, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we praying for the men and the women, O Lord God, young men and women, O Lord God, in their strength, O Lord God. Lord God, we praying for marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, rebuke the adversary, O Lord God, sharply charge them, O Lord God, that blessings flow right there with the marriages, O Lord God, in this very hour, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they would have a change of heart for the Lord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that spirit of separation, O Lord God. Lord God, the climate is rough right now, O Lord God. And And they get frustrated, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for no apparent reason, O Lord God. Thoughts come to the mind, thoughts of violence, O Lord God. Thoughts are uprising, O Lord God, for no reason, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for the patience of your people, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for those that are not feeling well today, Lord God, those who have pains in their limbs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, back pain, neck pain, leg pains, O Lord God, and foot hip pains, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the respiratory system, O Lord God, the heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're coming up against asthmatic and asthmatic attacks, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are on dialysis, O Lord God, suffering, O Lord God, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the high blood pressure, the low blood pressure, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, pull.
Give your name the honor, the glory, the praise in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God. We came to bless your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. And God, we praise you. God, we came to worship you, Lord God. Come to tell you thank you, Lord. Name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. This hour of power, pray, Lord God. So, Lord God, you are our shepherd, oh Lord God. We shall not want, O Lord God, to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, you told us what's everything we desire when we pray, Lord God, that we have it when we pray, Lord God. So we receive the answers why I pray, Lord God, that we will have enough, O Lord God, to sustain us, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, your power, God. God, we thank you for the mighty movement of your power, Lord God, that you touching, that you're healing, that you're setting free, oh Lord God. You're the same God who delivered the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the name that's above every name, God. Thank you, Lord God, for every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we give you the praise, oh Lord God. We give you the praise, offering the wave, offering, oh Lord God. We give you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength in our limbs, oh Lord God. We thank you for strength to go on through this day, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord God, the Son of God, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God. We call it done in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. We receive your blessing, oh Lord God. We receive the blessings in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, God, and we praise you for it. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We receive it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke and cold, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, sinus problems, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we pray for those that have thyroid problems, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for mothers, oh Lord God, that are carrying belly babies in their bellies, oh Lord God, and they're pregnant, oh Lord God, and pregnant mothers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that this COVID does not take them out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. It's your name today, oh Lord God. We honor your name, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. We say yes, Lord, yes, to your will, to your way, God. We say yes all day long, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, because you're the God that healeth, you're the God. Hallelujah, God. You're the God that delivers, Lord God. Strengthen, oh Lord God, right now. Just receive. Strengthen the Lord. Just receive that healing from the Lord. Just receive the moving of his spirit in this hour of power. Pray, God, we thank you, Lord God. Where we heal, Lord God, it's by your stripes, God, that we heal, oh Lord God. We receive, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. The marriages will be made whole, oh Lord God. Proclaim them whole, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We speak peace in the marriages, God. Peace in the home, oh Lord God. Speak, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the civil arrest, oh Lord God. Peace be still in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Mark, oh Lord God. That's in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. Move, oh Lord God. Sweep through our city, oh Lord God. Correct that what's wrong, oh Lord God. Make it right, oh Lord God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Honor, glory, to praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen again. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, covering the prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, as we rejoicing in Jesus' name. We're going to return this Father the program back in the pastor, hand to Pastor Dolly, and hallelujah to God. Take us through. So we thank you for this time. In this prayer, in this hour of power prayer. In Jesus' name, Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right now, there are so many that pray about. Just in my heart, continue prayer before we get to the end of the line. So, Lord, we just thank you once again for this time of fellowship. Thank you for this day, Lord, for the fact that you are great, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised, and that you're sovereign, O Father. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. We appreciate you, O God, in sending your word, O God. And we thank you that you hasten your word to perform it, Father. Lord, what you say, Lord, we know that we can depend on you to bring it to pass, Lord. So that's why we speak your word and we pray your word, O God, and we trust you, Father. Yes, Lord, you are a trustworthy, proven God, and your answers are yea and amen, O Father. So we are grateful for that today. Thank you, Lord, today for Jesus Christ and what he did. Going up the hill, Golgotha, he endured all that pain on his back, the stripes that he bore, so that we could be healed. So we are grateful for the healing that is taking place even now, Lord. There are those who are sick, and some people don't seem to be able to get well, but we know that you're the healer. There are some people who may feel like they're the woman who had the issue of blood, or like the woman who had the issue of blood. So we thank you, Lord, today that we can reach out and touch the hem of your garment, and we can be made whole instantly, Lord. So we are grateful for that. And, Lord, we know that you gave us the leaves on the trees for the healing of the nations, O God. So we're believing, O God, that there are some herbs out there, O God, that can bring healing to our bodies, O God. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us, O God, even from the COVID-19, that our bodies have not been infected, O God. Thank you, Lord, today that we're trusting and depending on you, O God, to take us through the process, O God, and just keep our bodies healed, O God. Keep our minds healed, Lord. Keep us, O God, in perfect peace. Our minds are stayed on deep. Lord, I pray for those who are schizophrenic today, O God. There are those who are bipolar, and they need their minds to be clear, Lord. So we pray, Lord, today that that lunatic spirit shall be removed in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, every power of darkness be moved out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I pray and bind up the powers of the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, O God. We know, Father, today that they do have some power, O God, but the major power that we know about is the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood. So, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, and we speak to you right now that you are defeated. You are a liar. You are the father of lies, and we will not allow you to overcome our lives. And so we thank you, Father, today. I bind up that Leviathan spirit, every serpent spirit, every demonic spirit that would try to attack the people of God. We thank you, Lord, today that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, and we sometimes just need to call on the name of Jesus so that we can be delivered, O God, so that we can be set free, God, in the name of Jesus, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, O God. So we thank you for freedom even today, O God, freedom of the spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, to see change come, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, O God. So we are rising up, O God, as an edifice higher and higher in you, O God. We will not back down from the devil, O God. We will stand firm on your word, God, and we know that your word will bring it to pass, O God. So we thank you, Lord, for the victory this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who have become depressed and despondent, we lose the spirit of joy this morning, O God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. With joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation. So we thank you, Lord, for your washing of our bodies, O God, even with the water of Jesus Christ today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels that you send to encamp round about us, O God. There are those who will go to battle for us. There are those, O God, who will protect us, O God. There are those, O God, who will bring messages, Lord. There are multitudes of angels out there, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your protection and your correction even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us all to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, Lord, and not on our circumstances, to trust you, Lord, to rejoice, God, to dance and shout, to give you praise, Lord. We will praise you forevermore, God. And we know, Father, today that you will help us, Lord, each and every day, O God, that you will strengthen us, Father, each and every day, O God, that you will give us the spirit of truth, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that even as Jesus rose up out of the bottom of the boat and he said, peace be still to the winds and the waves. I say peace, be still right now to every wind and wave that's out there trying to cause havoc in the lives of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I pray for peace in our neighborhoods, oh God, peace in the homes, God, peace in the marriages, peace on the jobs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. I've come against the spirit of chaos, interrupted demonic spirit, Lord, that we try to bring chaos even in this country, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the peace of God across this nation and around the world, Lord. We appreciate you, God, because we know, Father, doing what you said you would do, and we're trusting and depending, Lord. We also realize, Father, that we're living in the last of the last days and perilous times have come. We will not be fretful, Lord. We will not get anxious, oh God, for anything but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We do make our request known to you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for blessing us to see change come in our nation, in our world, oh God, in our families. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and thank you. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord. So we're right at the top of the hour. We thank you all for being here, all the newcomers, all the ones who have been here to be supportive of what of the work of God. We appreciate you. We appreciate the gifts, the offerings that come in, the love offerings. We appreciate that. God is blessing you, and you are able to bless this ministry, oh God, and to bless me. I appreciate you for doing that, for thinking of us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, not only with your mouths, not only with your presence, but with your financial gifts. Everybody, I pray that your gifts will multiply at least 1,000 times more than what it is right now, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, and that we all will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. May the peace of God rest and rule in our hearts each and every day. And we will come back tomorrow, see what the Lord has for us as we continue to do this work here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So I appreciate you and go. Have a good day. Come back tomorrow. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.